You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for spending Tuesday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100 in 30 minutes. It's the Mindbender. And today is 2 Point Tuesday. I'm sorry, look, you're my buddy and I've worked with you for a long time, but I got to pull for Josh to get a couple points.
Do you? Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I need it to be a little more competitive. Right now, you're like a Division I school playing one AA college.
He's not that far off, though. I got 21 and a half and he has 13, so.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also October. Bad.
Well, there is that.
Anyway, we'll have that coming up in just a little bit. Also, I just wanted to say, we were going to shift on the fly and switch to a new topic today, but now we're going to switch back just because so many people responded on Facebook to what you posted yesterday.
We did post about it, and so we're like, you know what, let's not let all these people down. So we'll maybe talk about the previous relationships and explaining it to your children tomorrow.
I'm going to make a note.
So I did post this on our Facebook. It's the, what's the one thing people assume about your job that just drives you nuts? Or the one thing they say, or the one question, it's kind of all encapsulated. I know for both Dom and I, it's the, you know, when we get off the show and we go to leave and we're like getting on the elevator as somebody's getting off to start their work day. One of our sales folks, and they say, whoa, must be nice to be leaving.
I want to punch him.
And what is your comeback, Dom?
My comeback 100% of the time is, really? What were you doing at 3:30 this morning? Oh, you were sleeping. Oh,
we were up.
Oh, wait, what about at 4:30? Oh, you were still asleep. Oh,
we were still up.
5:30? No. Oh, you were still sleeping.
Still up. You guys don't work.
Always,
you're out of here early.
It's always the same one or two people, and they always have to make a big deal. Oh, you're leaving at 11:15. Whoa, I wish I could do that.
Must be nice, huh?
Just like,
you really want to start calling them at 3 a.m., you know, and be like, what are you doing? What's going on?
Why don't you come on in with us?
I'm eating a breakfast burrito. How's that sleep?
It's funny. So I'm glad you posted this yesterday because there are a lot of people sounding off about stuff, and a few of them, I'm glancing at right now. Rachel says that she's a nurse and that people just automatically assume that she can diagnose what's wrong with someone.
Yes.
It's got to be true.
I would think so.
If you're a nurse.
People are probably constantly coming to you and be like, what's this bump? What's this rash? Or they're calling you, you know, my kid ate this. Is that cool? That would be a pain.
I do have to say, and not to anger anybody, but I do have to say, I do know a couple of, I mean, my daughter-in-law is a nurse, and I know a couple of others, and it is kind of funny that they also sometimes, though, Rachel, I'm winking as I say this to you, sometimes you do, because you're a doctor or a nurse, you do offer information to people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It kind of probably feels good to know what's going on, you know?
Right. And so you'll just say, oh, well, you should probably do this, because blah, 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 and you're like,
Right.
What?
Right. So I do like Sean's. Sean on here says he works in security, alarm, and access control systems, integration, and repair. Whatever, nerd. So he says the question that we get is, are we just here to rip people off? This is going to cost me $150 for you to fix that, but it only took you 20 minutes? He's like, no, it took me 8 years of education and experience and a lot of money to learn how to fix that in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a great one. Because, yeah, I feel like that sometimes. If you have somebody out to repair something at the house and it's $500, you know, and they get it done in 20 minutes and you're like, what the hell?
Right.
You get kind of mad at them, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I always try to equate it this way. You're not paying for a service that someone's doing. You're paying for the fact that they've taken years and years and years to learn how to do that job.
And to do it right, you know.
And to do it right and to do it well. Yeah. So it's not just the cost of that 20 minutes or whatever.
Right.
Sonia had a good one. She goes, she wishes people understood they think that you can negotiate the cost of dry cleaning. So she works at a dry cleaner, and apparently people come in and they're like, $250 is shirt. How about $175?
I'll give you $175 and just do the arms.
Oh, my God. That is great.
I do like Ashley's on here, too. I'm assuming she works in some sort of retail clothing, and people are probably asking her if the clothes come pre-washed. She says, no, we don't wash 25,000 pieces of clothing and other accessories / knickknacks. Right. And slash hundreds of other things before putting it on the sales floor. I would imagine people wander in and be like, are these shirts pre-washed? Did you guys wash them before you put them on the rack? No. Out of a box.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Megan and at least one or two others that I'm just glancing at do the one that we knew we were going to get. And they're teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, teachers are always like, people think, you know, that, oh, it's great. You must enjoy all your summers off. And it's like, I've always told people, why don't you go spend just 1 week teaching everybody else's kids?
They're monsters.
before you sound off to an educator about, you know, the fact that they get happen to get a few weeks in the summer to take a break. So I'm with Megan on that one.
The one lady was talking about how she, as a teacher, she works 45 to 60 hours a week during the school year. And she says it comes out to more hours of the week of the calendar year than her husband works. So I guess if you start adding up the hours per year, it's more than a regular 40-hour work week. So kudos to the teachers.
About 20 minutes out from today's Mind Bender, we're talking about the job that you have. Now, people don't necessarily understand all that you do, and so they have these preconceived notions of what you're doing with your job. And right. So what we're doing this morning is we're allowing people to call and tell us what is it that people naturally assume about your job or the things that they say that kind of frustrate you.
Like Hayden, she says, I'm out. I do groundwater testing. I'm testing groundwater. She says, I'm constantly getting people asking me if I'm drilling for oil. Nope, just testing the water.
That's pretty good. I have a feeling with some of these calls that we get that we could play a game. Like we could say, well, what's your job? And then we could guess what it is that people assume.
I love it.
Let's try that with Serena. Serena, first of all, tell us what you do.
I'm a veterinary assistant.
Jeremy, take a guess. What
so
does she
you play with puppies all day? That's it, isn't it?
No.
No, you don't do that. What do you really do all day?
Well, I mean, it's nice when puppies come in, but we do vaccines, nail trims, deal with crazy dogs.
Yeah,
all of it.
You're sick animals. Like, you have a real job. You're not just sitting there in a cage with puppies and kitties all day.
Yep.
Oh, what do you usually snap back at those people, or what do you say, like, when they say that to you?
I'm just like, yeah, we do get puppies, but it's maybe one a day or something.
Right. That's kind of suck.
Thanks for calling us. Hope you have a fun day, Serena. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
We had a coworker of ours many years ago who said that when she was young, she dreamed of growing up to be a veterinarian, and then when she got older, she realized, I don't get to just sit and play with puppies all
day. It can be a very sad experience,
the
you know?
Animals are actually sick.
They're sick, and you have to, you know, put them down sometimes. It's got to be horrible.
Here's Alyssa. Alyssa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so first of all, what do you do?
I'm a photographer.
I think that people say to you all day, can't you just use your iPhone?
Do you do nude photo shoots?
the iPhone one is actually a good one.
So what is it that people... Go ahead.
No, thanks. So usually when I'm in a studio, we have these elaborate sets that we set up for example, Christmas. And we put thousands of dollars into it and... we run out like a real Santa. It's a lot of work, and it's not cheap. And people do not understand why they have to pay so much to get a photo in this set. They always ask, like, why is it so expensive? I'm like, well, you could easily go to JCPenney, see what they can do for you.
I do feel like they're a little overpriced, but so how much does it cost to rent a Santa?
So, a Santa?
Yeah.
It can cost up to $1,000 a day.
A day?
Uh-huh.
Dang.
I better gain some weight and grow a beard, man. Wow. I didn't know Santas were raking in that much cash.
What the F-stop?
Yes.
What the F-stop are you talking about? Get it? Photographer joke.
Oh, photography jokes.
That was good.
Alyssa, go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
See you later.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good
Merry
day.
Christmas.
All right, very good. Here comes Pam. Hello, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What good. Is it that you do?
I am an employee manager at a Denver Metro nursing home. And I feel don't like know how many times I hear from other people when they say, what do you do for a living? And I say, well, I'm a social worker in a nursing home. They say, oh, that's just gross with all those old people.
Oh, no, man,
that is rude.
Jeremy used to work at a nursing home.
I did. I did for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the greatest generation is in our nursing home.
Let me tell you, Pam, I made you appreciate life a little bit more sitting down and talking to all those folks. They had some of the best stories.
The stories they have and the places they've been and the families they've raised.
Yep, it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
well, thank you for doing what you do, Pam. You're a good human.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show, all right?
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you.
You as well. Who's holding here? Desiree. Desiree, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey. So what do you got for us?
So I'm a movie theater manager. I work at one of those dine-in type theaters.
Yeah.
We have the full service.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's different now because all of the stuff going on. But as a manager, all of us managers run the trays into the theaters, and we're always on the floor. We're always helping. So the question we always get is, it must be really nice to be able to watch movies anytime you want, even on
yep.
the job.
Yep, you just sit around in the top row in the corner and watch movies all day.
Yes, yeah. Yes. As we're running in, giving their food, running right back out. Yeah, exactly.
That's but no, you're working your butt off, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah,
do you ever get to see movies for free, though?
I mean, we do, but as managers, we're working, well, before, we were working 50-ish hours a week, so do I really want to come back to work to
That's
watch
the
movies?
Thing. Yeah. No, you do not. No, you do not.
Exactly. Look, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
All right. Do we have time for what? The lines are full. Please forgive us. We're not going to be able to get to every call, so don't be upset with us. We love you. We appreciate you calling. We're going to try to slip in at least one more. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
So good. What do you do?
I'm a mortician.
Whoa.
Jeremy, I'm going to let you handle this one.
do you make the dead bodies talk? Or have you ever had a body, like, sit up on you?
I get that one a lot, yes.
What are the other ones you get?
What is the question people ask you the most?
The main one is, well, you don't look like a mortician.
Well, you've got to have a look, I guess.
Yeah, because like, the movies always show you as like
very
an old,
pale face,
grayish-looking guy, tall, wearing a dark suit and a hat. And
exactly. Do you want to walk into a funeral home and see Lurch? Will that make you feel good?
No, we want bubbly gin.
Yes.
No, but really, have you ever seen a body sit up?
No, I have not.
All right.
No.
Oh, man.
What got you into that business, by the way? First of all, let's face it. I mean, that is a business will never go away.
Sure won't.
I mean, you will always have that job. It will never, like,
get... Smart career move, really.
Yeah. How old were you when you knew you wanted to do that?
I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was just one of those things, and
you just had
here
to do
I am.
It. How many years of schooling for this?
In Colorado, there is an associate's degree program, so two.
Well, not bad at all.
Well, I mean,
and you got a job for life.
It's not like you can really hurt anybody. I mean, right? I mean,
Tom.
I mean, if you do something wrong, I mean, no.
Do you have any sort of story, like anything kind of creepy or anything that went on?
I don't know if we want to.
I mean,
that.
I mean,
oh, come on.
I'm a mortician.
Yeah. I mean, everybody croaks. I mean. Probably noises and stuff. I've heard as your body kind of deflates, like you can actually groan and stuff.
Right.
Well, it's just
all
life.
About helping. It's all about helping the family. So
it is. It totally is.
I will tell you both a story that, Jeremy, you'll appreciate this because you were a theater geek, like kind of like I was in high school. For one, I think it might have been our senior musical. We had the cast party after the last production.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the members of our cast, their family ran a funeral home. And we actually had our cast party that night at like midnight in the funeral home.
Awesome.
And it was, I mean, it
just
was
creepy, but
it was
fun,
surreal.
Unique.
But, I mean, we had the music pounding. Somebody snuck some, you know,
what?
Beverages in. And
some frescas?
I will say this, Jen, if you've never seen the movie Night Shift with Michael Keaton, it was just like that.
Okay.
Go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Hi, Jen.
Wow.
I'd like to go to lunch with somebody like Jen and just talk with them about what goes on. And that's extremely interesting to me. It is. I don't know why.
I loved all those calls. Thank you for taking the time to reach out to us today, and also to everybody who reached out on Facebook with your stories. We appreciate you. Coming up in just a few minutes, I've got today's Mindbender. And the Mindbender today, I'm just going to say it this way. I believe today's Mindbender could help somebody get a job that they otherwise would not have gotten.
All right.